Hey, it's Jim Jefferies. Watch new episodes of our latest video podcast, I Don't Know About That. Each week, we'll find out who knows more about a new topic, me, a comedian, or an actual expert. Watch now for free on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 4.
Honestly, we really can't apologise enough. It's just that with all that's happened in Inverness, you know, it's...
Aye, we'd no heard about that. Good to know we'll be walking home, eh?
We've been here for 3 weeks, you see, waiting for the Slavonian grebe. No radio, no phone. Don't want to startle the bird.
Aye, a beautiful rare one it is. Cream-coloured head feathers. A picture.
Cream-coloured?
We've used these wee thermal suits to mask our body heat, to try to conceal ourselves.
And the camouflage gear, and the binoculars. Yes, Emma's a little jumpy, I think, and we took her at her word that you'd been following her.
But why'd you have cyanide in your bag, eh? What possible explanation could there be for that?
See, Gregory, I told you that old box would get you into trouble one day. It's for bugs, beetles, butterflies. No rare ones, of course, but it's the most humane way to kill them, for display.
Preserves the colours a treat, it does. No many people use cyanide for that anymore, but I kept my dad's old preserving box.
Of course, that isn't what we're really after. It's that Slavonian grebe. Only 20 breeding pairs in the whole of Scotland.
Only 20? Huh? And, do you have a picture?
Aye, we do, aye. Just look at that. That blue plumage. Cream feathers around the eyes.
Yeah. Might be 19 breeding pairs now.
How do you know it?
In a way. In a sort of way, you might say, me and Walker and Stanton all know the Slavonian grebe really intimately.
What are you talking about?
Remember that bird with cream head feathers we had for breakfast this morning?
No, you didn't.
I didn't know. I've kept some of the feathers. We could give them to them.
Tomorrow morning, when we leave.
What are you whispering about there? Would you like a wee bit more bacon?
Yeah, that'd be... yeah. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. And sorry for everything.
You seem in a good mood today, Lawrence. Keeping up a brisk pace.
Me? Well, yeah. Good night's sleep, pleasant company, great breakfast, stretching my legs. Doesn't take much to make me happy, Elizabeth. What does anyone call you, Liz?
They call me Wing Commander, or Ma'am. And I suppose at least it wasn't breakfast of endangered waterfowl.
Yeah. How are you doing, Emma? See, you put your earpiece in again?
Yeah. No, yeah, so I was thinking about this. I think I've got it all wrong. I was just a bit panicked yesterday.
Yes, we noticed.
So listen, I've worked out what's going on here. Do you want to know?
Emma, if you really know everything that's going on here, I think I might just marry you.
Someone got there before you. Not sure where he is now, though. Anyway, okay, there's only one thing that makes sense. Those people that are searching for us, the burn or whatever, they use an extraterrestrial technology. That's how they keep finding us.
You're saying the people looking for us are aliens?
Don't be ridiculous. Just their technology. Alien life isn't adapted to our atmosphere, so they wouldn't go bumbling round in public. Everyone knows that.
Yep. Should have remembered that.
You did have quite a shock, Emma. It can have a strange effect on the human mind. I remember when my mother died, I lost my short-term memory almost completely for a few days. Orders, advice... couldn't hold anything in my head. And I didn't even like my mother. Believing this kind of thing is probably a symptom.
But I didn't just start believing it. I'm a paranormal researcher. ESP mostly. But of course you do learn a lot about the hidden truths of the universe simply by exposure. So obviously, I thought the tech Charlie was using was alien too. That's why I was suspicious. Most aliens aren't friendly to the Earth, you see, and using their tech can corrupt us. But I can tell that Charlie's been in contact with the Race of Light. That's a race that's become so advanced that it's converted itself into pure light.
Oh, yeah?
Where is Charlie? She was supposed to check in with us at 0800 hours.
Haven't heard a peep out of her all morning. Charlie? Charlie? No. Nothing.
We're in a deep valley here. Maybe her signal's blocked. If we get to higher ground, it might be clearer.
Worth a try, without her to guide us.
We could walk straight into the Burns Arms. Okay, let's get climbing.
I can't breathe properly. Is the air thinner up here? I think I'm suffering from altitude sickness.
It generally doesn't start to kick in until you've climbed more than 500 metres. Any word from Charlie yet?
Still nothing. Charlie? Charlie! Where are you?
Is that you, Charlie? You sound like you're on a really bad phone line. Hey, remember phone lines. Remember phones. Remember when our iPods worked and we could listen to music whenever we wanted to.
It was only a few days ago. Ask her where on earth she's been.
Listen, you have to listen. Guys, I'm going offline for a while. I don't know if I hope it'll just be a few hours.
What's happened? Charlie, why are you going offline? Charlie?
My communication systems are using a lot of energy to push through to you. Could be solar flares, maybe the burn, I don't know.
So where are we going?
Gregarin House, Manor, South. They're expecting it. I've called and told them you're coming. They'll think you... I'm sorry, guys, just go along with whatever they're expecting. They don't know who you are, remember, Gregarin House.
Charlie, wait, Charlie... We didn't hear what they think we are.
You are... Go along with it. I'll be back soon. Keep each other safe.
Wait. They think we're what? Dead? Enemies? Jehovah's Witnesses come to share the good news? What?
We'll just have to find out when we get there.
Gregarin House. Says so on the sign.
Long driveway, huge grounds, massive mansion house. Are those tennis courts? I could get used to this. Maybe they'll think we're lords of the manor.
Is this a good idea? I mean, Charlie's not here to check stuff out for us. Should we just walk up to the front door?
No, we're going this way. Round the side of the house. We'll take the lay of the land first.
Hey, it is really big. Probably, what, like 30 bedrooms? Looks like it's at least 300 years old. Oh, maybe there'll be some kind lord or lady of the house who'll take pity on us. Treat us to a slap-up dinner.
Look, the crest of a lion. That's a very strong spirit animal, you know. Maybe they've been in touch with the spirit world themselves.
A place like this, you'd expect a good larder. And a cellar full of aged port. Those boxes there in the kitchen. See them through the window. I bet they're full of brandy.
They're not.
How do you know?
Because the lid's come off that one. Look.
All right. Yeah.
That's not very in touch with the spirit world.
A massive crate of guns? No, it's not.
Hands up, all of you. Don't turn around. Just start walking out to the stables, over there. I've been expecting you. All right. Turn round now. Turn round and face me.
Hey. Hey, listen. Whoever you think we are, you're wrong, okay?
Yeah. We're just tourists. On a walking holiday. This is my sister, Emma. And this is my auntie, Stanton. Yeah, we're a very formal family. Oh,
Sorry. I babble when I'm nervous. I... Oh, please don't kill us, please.
You won't get far in paintball if you turn sissy like that at the first sign of trouble.
Paintball?
Did you think it was real? It's just my little joke. Look.
Hey, some of that paint splashed on my leggings.
Do you think we can trust him? I mean, maybe he's just acting innocent. And he's going to shoot us with a real working lethal gun when we get back to the house.
Charlie sent us here for a reason.
Yeah, in a message we could hardly hear.
Come on, guys. This way.
We've got to trust him. We don't have another choice.
Here we are, the main entrance. Your guests. So you really should come in the front door.
I like those great big marble lions.
Bonnie, aren't they? We're very proud of those sculptures. Apparently they were modelled on real beasts shot by the Fourth Laird. Of course, he didn't use one of these paintball rifles to do it.
I wish you'd stop waving that thing around. It's making me nervous.
It isn't real.
That wasn't what you said before. I thought you were supposed to know a real gun when you saw it.
I was just biding my time. I know perfectly well it wasn't...
You didn't look properly. Yeah. You're probably just trying to work out how to kill him with your penknife.
Maybe.
Our phone's been out of action. But somehow your friend Charlie managed to get a call through to tell me to expect you for a couple of nights' stay.
There. You see? Charlie did talk to him.
A couple of nights? In a real bed? With, like, a duvet?
I'll show you to your rooms. And you can get changed into your overalls. There's a venison stew with prunes and red wine warming in the oven. Or would you like a little drop of brandy first? To keep the cold out.
Brandy? Oh! Honestly, Elizabeth, mistaking bird watchers for terrorists and a paintball for a real gun. You're jumping at shadows.
I'm jumping at shadows. What about you?
And there's your opposing team now. They do look like real guns from a distance, don't they?
Opposing team?
Very competitive bunch, looks like.
Yes.
They're setting the gorse on fire. Hey! Hey, you cretins! Hey! No!
I think those might not be an opposing paintball team.
Only people around here are paintballers. Or the grouse hunt comes by sometimes. But I send them on their way.
Maybe we should go into the house, Paul. Where the venison stew is, you know. And the brandy. The lovely, warming, delicious, golden brandy. And the beds. And the door that we can barricade against the... opposing paintball team.
I'm gamekeeper here. It's my job to preserve the estate. The owners come back in the winter. Fire like that could catch. Take down one of the trees. Even the house. Hey! Hey! Stop that!
They're setting up assault positions to the east and the south. They're planning an attack on the house.
They are not. Mansion is strictly out of bounds on paintball adventure holidays. Can't get the paint out of the carpets. And some of that carved wood is grinning gibbons.
Paul! What if we were to tell you that those weren't paintballers at all? That they're part of a shadowy organisation called the Burn who've been following us for days because we're carrying devices that are vital to the human race's survival.
The Burn, eh? Sounds like you've got quite an imagination there. Now, I had a group here once who wanted to pretend they were dragons. And the other team were... what was it? The people of Winterfell?
No, that's ridiculous.
Gun! Down on the ground! Paul! Down on the ground, they've got a bead on us.
Those aren't real rifles. They're just souped-up paintball guns that some of the young people like to...
Paul! Paul's been hit!
That's not paint.
Run! Run, everyone! Back to the house. Walker, Lawrence, help me with Paul.
Is he dead? Oh, God, is he dead?
Passed out. Shock. Bleeding. We have to get him inside and tie a tourniquet around the arm. Quickly. Quickly. That's it. Into the house.
Wow. It's beautiful. Look at the wooden floor. And the stained glass. And the velvet chaise longue.
Get the chaise longue up against the door. Lawrence, turn over that table. Walker, search the back room there for tools. I'm sure I saw some through the window. And make sure the back doors are locked. Good work, Walker. Now start boarding this door up, then the downstairs windows. We might be able to buy ourselves some time. Okay, that's the last window secure. Now let's carry Paul through to the sitting room. He'll do better resting on the sofa.
Oh, Paul, wake up. Wake up. Why did Charlie pick him? She must have known that if the burn turned up here, we'd only be able to defend ourselves with paintball guns.
And our pistols. But their weapons outrange us.
Not anymore. Look what I found.
Are you sure those aren't paintball rifles? The chandelier!
Yeah. I'm pretty sure these aren't paintball guns.
Well then, looks like we're still in this fight.
You hit one! You hit one, Walker! Come this way, we can get a good shot from this window.
They're heading around the back of the house. Come on, quickly! Where did they go?
Maybe they left. There were only eight of them. Maybe they got scared and ran home to their mums.
Look, here. They're under this window.
Oh, yeah. Fraidy cats. Too scared to come out and face us now we've got rifles, eh? What are they even doing down there? Looks like they're messing around with some cans of something.
They're setting the house on fire.
But I thought, if they killed us, the boxes we're carrying would self-destruct.
They may feel it's worth the risk.
They want to smoke us out. We're here, with no Charlie.
With a man who's fainted through blood loss.
In a house that's going to go up like a tinderbox. If they wanted to force us to run through the front door into their arms, well, this is the way to do it.
We need to search the whole house. See if we can find anything useful.
A TARDIS, maybe?
Just get moving. I'm not giving up yet. There's still a chance. If we can take out some of the attackers here at the back, we might be able to make a run for it.
Okay. I've done a thorough search of the house. More guns, ammo, knives. Fully equipped for post-disaster living, this place.
I filled up all the buckets I could with water and brought towels. Walker found some foil blankets, hiking equipment and other survival gear.
Which will be useful. If we survive.
We're in the old stone part of the house here, with an exit to the grounds. We'll seal the door with towels soaked in water and see how many we can pick off before the smoke
kills us.
It'll kill us a lot quicker if you don't do as I say.
It's no good. I can't breathe. The smoke's getting in through these towels.
We've got to get out.
It's okay, Paul. Sit up. Drink some water.
They're going to burn the house down, aren't they?
You heard us talking. Yes, do drink some water.
There's a way out.
We've checked all three exits. We're surrounded. They've laid a fire at the side, where the house is timber.
I've lived on this estate for 5 years. It's my job to protect the house.
We brought this to you. I'm so sorry, Paul. We didn't know. We didn't think this would happen.
It's the terrorists, isn't it? The ones who took out the electricity and bombed Inverness Station. I heard about it from cyclists 3 days ago.
I can't be
sure. Yes. It's the terrorists. They want to stop us because we have evidence that will incriminate them.
And your army?
I'm Air Force.
People come here because they want a taste of adventure. That's what we do. Make them feel like they're in the middle of a war zone. Not so great when you're actually in one. Okay. Help me up.
Ah! Damn that arm!
Take it easy there, Paul.
Come with me. We're going down to the cellars. We'll take what we need from the equipment store and we'll go through to the sub-cellar level.
Probably not wise to hole up down there. You can get trapped too easily.
There's an old priest hall there. Route out up onto the mountains. It's been closed for years. The tunnel's subsided. It's dangerous. But it's a way out.
Oh, this is a tight squeeze. You sure we're not going to get stuck in here?
Not unless there's been a rock fall that I don't know about.
So, you're not sure?
We're sure we'll either die in a fire or fall into the hands of the burn if we stay in the house.
I'm not convinced that dying smashed all together in a tiny rocky passage is that much better.
Everyone, turn your torches on. Walker, close the trapdoor.
Any chance of opening the door again?
We've got to keep moving. There's fresh air on my face. That means a breeze can get through at least.
What was that?
Only a few pebbles falling. For now. This passage is 300 years old. The mountain is trying to take it back.
Get moving.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.